Does your funny bone need stimulating? Well, HBR's Noe Tanigawa is here to talk comedy. Who doesn't need to smile?
Oh, hey, yeah. Well, it's been so much fun doing this little bit here because comedy, you know, is huge on the national scene. And we just had that improv festival here, Improvaganza. We got the Hawaii Sketch Comedy Festival starting on Thursday night. So, hey, let's look at what's funny here, right? So I talked to Kimmy Bomilero. She plays Dr. Noelani Cunha in that Hawaii Five-O.
Yes.
But yeah, she does a great job there. But would you believe her heart is really in comedy and musicals? She founded the Hawaii Sketch Comedy Festival. So I asked her, what is local humor?
What is local humor? It just depends on the stories that we have to share, the kind of funny experiences that local people have, whether it's about your grandma or about the kinds of foods you eat or just about your life growing up, you know? As serious as everything is, we have to take a break sometimes to stay sane, to keep balanced, right? It's not that we're taking away the importance of something, but we're just recognizing it in a different way so that we can kind of grab onto it and not lose our minds, you know?
Right? Worth yes. trying. Yes. Well, last week, right here on this program, we were talking about racism in Hawaii. And let's face it, all the ethnic humor that has happened here in this state. I mean, maybe we never really teased out what is racist and what is friendly kidding. And we just threw a bucket on the whole, you know, a bucket of water on the whole thing and threw it all out. But let's face it, friendly kidding cannot be done by just anyone either. So, you know, the point is that humor has changed in the islands. And humor is complicated. So let's take a little timeline trip here, local humor style. Back to the 60s, okay, Catherine? Kent Bowman was the man, 12 Days of Christmas and all that. Well, this is a kind of adult cut from his No Talk Stink album. Kids are at school, right, okay? Back to the 1960s. Here we go.
Well, this is a kind of kolohi story. This is about a friend of mine, Manuel. He lives down Honokai, you know. Manuel not feeling so good, so he goes see the doc, and the doc gives him a lengthy examination. He says, hey, Manuel, you going mucky? He says, I don't like mucky. I'm too young to die. He says, you go mucky, sure. The only thing going to save your life is mother's milk. He says, mother's milk? I'm 42 years old. Where the hell am I going to get mother's milk? Oh, boy. He starts thinking real fast. You remember one wahine, Maria Gonzalez, get a lot of kids, big bucks of wahine. That's his classmate high school. He goes, see Maria, hey, Maria. He tell him the story. She said, ah, what the heck, Manuel? You and me just like brother, sister. Come on, brother. Lie down on the couch. Put your head in my lap. She undo the blouse, give him one whack. Oh, saving his life. See, pretty soon, you know, you're kind of getting kind of Manuel, you know. She kind of squirming around a little bit. Pretty soon, she can't stand any longer. She said, hey, Manuel, you sure you don't want something else? With that, he said, yeah, you get cookie.
That was kind of how it was, you know. Yeah. Kolohe, a lot of Hawaiian words, all kind of words mixed in there. Kolohe, by the way, means rascal. And the local clown prince of ethnic humor here in Hawaii, Frank De Lima, performed with his musicians. He called them Na Kolohe. They did five nights a week at the noodle shop in Waikiki, remember? I mean,
yes.
Local comedy was huge. Here's a sample of it.
In Waipahu, in old Waipahu, the manong silintuna. In Waipahu, in old Waipahu, the manong silintuna. Ay, imanang ditoy.
I mean, that note, you know, I mean, people remember the Arakawa's commercial that always started with a chicken crow. You know, I mean, this is the stuff that this all brings back to some people. But probably people see Frank De Lima on the cab commercials,
yes,
and wonder, who the heck, right? That's Frank De Lima, guys. He's got a history here. And don't think Filipinos are the only ones who get teased, okay? Booga Booga came along in the 90s. That's actor James Grant Benton, author of the unforgettable 12th Night or whatever. Ed Kahea, now on Kauai, was in a Booga Booga at one time. Ray Bumatai was in for a while. Frank Shaner, now of Maui, was in Booga Booga for a while. Dave Lancaster, who still does radio here on Oahu, was also a part of Booga Booga. And this is how they sounded.
Welcome to KBRA Sumo Wrestling.
What are they talking about, Catherine?
I don't know, but it's funny.
They're talking about daikon, of course, and the famous condiment here, takuan, which is known to affect cause some gas.
Okay, gastrointestinal distress.
So this is how it is, right? In the 90s, a character came up out of nowhere. I know you're going to remember him. Bulaia. Mm-hmm. Perhaps most famous for skateboarding through Honolulu Airport, this guy, Kawihil, actually, ran for governor in 1994. He was actually too young. He used his brother's birth certificate. But in 95, he did this collaboration with Roby Kahakalau. It came out on her sister Roby LP.
Oh, Ate, you see me shredding? Let me teach you. Ah, come on. Nah, I'll teach you, Ate. How much money you get? Because I need money for my boy. What you mean, how good I is? I'm all right. I'm the basis. Better than boy, better than P. Bula here, sir. Only with P. Hi!
2002, Bulaia ran for governor on the Natural Law Party. He's farming in Waikapu right now.
Oh, is he really?
That was a wild run, wasn't it? Well, YouTube's great for local comedians. Passion Santos, let's get to her. She does shows at Kumukahua. I see her on 808 Viral sometimes. She put this out in 2016.
All right, Pigeon Siri, let's test you out.
Get me directions to Ala Moana.
Shoots, Auntie take care of you.
Okay.
Turn left on the next street right after the mango tree.
Mango tree? What mango tree? There's freaking tree mango trees.
To complete setup process, please say what high school you went grad from.
Really? Okay. Kahuku?
Kahuku? OMG for reals?
Yeah? Why? What school you went then?
Not Kahuku, ha 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 ha.
Do you believe this? You know, you have to live in Hawaii to get this stuff. I feel like going to Kahuku Superette right now and getting my Pokeball.
Yes, Pokeball. Yeah, get one for me too.
Hey, remember when Ryan Higa surfaced from Hilo? He launched his YouTube career in 2006. Then he graduated from Waiake High in 2008. Okay, he's been working really hard. Now, check Ryan Higa's style.
Smart people always want to know what you do. They always make their job sound way more important than it really is. School janitor, more like certified educational hygienist. Cashier, more like financial training delivery operator. See, any job can sound important. Even if you're not employed right now, it's 2017, everybody is working, they think.
What did you say you did again?
Oh, I am a freelance independent entrepreneurial leader in social media marketing and research relations.
Meaning you're unemployed and you post and read comments on Facebook?
And Twitter.
I see.
Higa is a pioneer media influencer. He had his Niga Higa's channel and production studio going right when YouTube started making some money for its producers. 2009 to 2011, Higa had the most subscriptions on YouTube.
Wow.
He's amazing. Today, 28 years old, multimillionaire, two YouTube channels, Niga Higa and Higa TV. He's got over 23 million subscribers on his YouTube channels. He started a podcast recently. I mean, this guy is riding the media, and he knows that it's his point of view, it's his content that really brings people to his channel.
He's a real influencer.
Exactly. Yeah. People pinned him as an influencer 10 years ago. Really. You wonder who, you know, how many people he's influencing. We got a president from here, and we got this guy from here, and I wonder who influences more people. But the thing is, comedy is happening, and it's starting Thursday night. You can check it out, what we got here. Musicals on Thursday night, Friday comedy mixed plate, Saturday night. Young Filipino comics from L.A. join local talent at the Doris Duke Theater.
Right, it is a Filipino Heritage Month, so you go out and
laugh
support.
About it.
Yes, I know. I got an email from Kimmy.
Yeah,
she was working with the Gridiron, another hilarious show.
Exactly.
If you haven't seen it, you should. But she talked about the Sketch Festival is her other baby.
Yes, and she does a great job. This is the fifth year already. How's
that's
that?
Amazing. Time
to check
by.
It out.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Noe. We had a lot of fun this morning. That was Noe Tanigawa talking about comedy with the upcoming Hawaii Sketch Comedy Festival kicking off this week. You can find her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.